Chazar Zeichen Neshabach Chesla Shagim Vem Yehudim Masech the Tainus Daf Chav Zayin. The Mishnah said Elu Hem Mamadis Lafi Shenama Vechulu. Fact the Gemara, the Mishnah begins saying these are the Mamadis, and then instead of listing them, changes topic to discuss the source for having Mamadis altogether. Gemara says the Mishnah felt it necessary to first give the source and the reason before going into detail of their function. Braisa says there were 24 Mishmaris in Eretz Yisrael and 12 in Yerichai. The Gemara explains this to mean that 12 of the 24 were in Yerichai. When it was the turn of a particular Mishmar, half the Mishmar went to Yerushalayim and the other half went to Yerichai in order to provide water and food for those in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda Nevi Shmuel said a maimed made up of Kehanim, Levim, and Yisraelim must be present for a carbon to be valid. In a Braisa, Shimon Elazar said there must be Kehanim, Levim, and musical instruments. The point of argument is whether the primary music that took place with the Karbonis had to be done with singing or with musical instruments. Chacham Bar Guri, name of Rav, said Moshe instituted 8 mishmaris, 4 from Elazar and 4 from Isamar. Shmuel Anavi increased the rotation to 16 mishmaris. David HaMelech then increased it to 24 mishmaris. In fact, Mar Brisa says that Moshe instituted 8 and Shmuel and David made it to 24. Mar says the Brisa means that Shmuel and David each had a role in the increase as stated in the above Brisa, not that they did so together. In fact, Mar Brisa says that Moshe instituted 16 mishmaris, 8 from Elazar, 8 from Isamar. When it was found that the descendants of Elazar had more than those of Isamar, they increased the mishmaris of Elazar to 16 for 24. This is not like Rav Chaim Bar Guri said. Mar said he would say that this is a machlekes tanoim, and he holds like the first brisa that says that Moshe only instituted 8 mishmaris, not 16. Brisa says only 4 of the mishmaris returned to Eretz Yisrael from Babel for the second Beis Hamikdash: the mishmaris of Yedoya, Chorim, Pashchur, and Amar. The Nevi'im who were there split these 4 into 24 mishmaris. A girdle was made, and each of these 4 took 6 lottery pieces, which determined when their time to serve would be. They instituted that even if Yoyarev, who was the head of all mishmaris during the first Beis Hamikdash, was then to return, Yedoya would still remain as the head of the mishmaris, and Yoyarev would serve after them. Mishnah said, V'Yisrael Shabbos Mishmar, Miskansin B'Arayim, V'Koyim B'Maisa B'Rashis. Why do they read about Maisa B'Rashis? Rabbi Yaakov Rachanim and Ravasi said, because if not for the Mamodois, meaning if not for the Karbonois, the world would not continue to exist. We learned this from the conversation between Hashem and Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu asked Hashem, how do I know that you'll give Eretz Yisrael to my children? Maybe they'll do Averis and you'll destroy the world like he did by the Mabel. Hashem told Avraham to take the animals, meaning the Brisbane Absorim. Hashem was saying it's the Karbonis that will bring a Kapara for any Averis and will therefore prevent the world's destruction. Avraham asked, what about when there's no Beis HaMikdash as to bring the Karbonis? Hashem said, I've already established the Parshias of Karbonis. When the Yidden read that before me, I will consider it as if they brought the actual Karbonis and they will be forgiven for their Averis. Abraisa says, the people of the Maimid who went to Yerushalayim would be there to daven that Hashem should accept the Karbonis of the Yidden. The people of the Maimid who remained in their cities would gather in their shuls and would fast on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. On Monday they would daven that those traveling on the sea should be safe. On Tuesday they would daven that this for the safety of the people traveling through the desert. On Wednesday they would daven that children should not become sick with the Ascara disease. On Thursday they would daven that women should not chas v'shalom miscarry, and that nursing mothers should have sufficient milk for their babies. On Friday they didn't fast in honor of Shabbos, and clearly on Shabbos itself they didn't fast. Why did they fast on Sunday? Rabbi Yechon said, because Sunday is the holiday of the Noitrim, who would get angry if they would see that they did not fasting on that day. Rabbi Shmuel Nachmani said, because Sunday is the third day of the creation of man, and man is therefore in a weakened state. Rish Lakish said, we are weak on Sunday because our Neshama Yisera is taken away from us on Matzoy Shabbos. The Mishnah said by Yom Rishon Bereishis v'Yehi Rekia. Abraham says the Parsha of Bereishis is read by 2 people, and the Parsha of V'Yehi Rekia is read by 1. In fact, the Parsha of V'Yehi Rekia is only 3 psukim, and therefore it's understandably can only be read by 1 person. However, the Parsha of Bereishis is only 5 psukim. So how can it be read by 2 people? How can we have 2 aliyahs over there? Abraham says that every aliyah has to have at least 3 psukim. So Rav says the second aliyah rereads one pasuk that the first one read, and Shmuel says that they split the middle pasuk. Rav says they reread because he holds that you're not allowed to stop in a place where Moshe Rabbeinu didn't institute a stop. In fact, how can Shmuel say that they split this pasuk? We find that Rechanina Hagadol only allowed splitting a pasuk when teaching children to allow for easier learning. So Shmuel would say the reason Rechanina allowed it there was because they had no better solution. Here too, there's no better solution. In fact, why doesn't Shmuel say to reread one of the previous pasukim? Mar says it's exeir that if one enters the shul when the second person is reading or before the second person begins to read, because we don't want him to think that there is someone who is reading less than 3 pasukim. In fact, Mar Brisa says a parsha of 6 psukim can be read by 2 people. If a parsha only has 5 psukim, one person can read 3 psukim, and the other person can read the remaining 2 psukim of that parsha, and should read 1 from the next parsha. Others say we don't begin a parsha unless 3 psukim of the next parsha are read. So then the second person should read three psukim from the next parasha. Why is this so? According to Rav, the second person should just reread one of their previous psukim. According to Shmuel, they should split the middle pasuk. And for the Gemara, the case of the Braisa is different because he's not limited to the parasha. So therefore, he has the option to read into the next parasha. But in our case, when we want to keep it to two parashas of Maaseh Bereishis on each day, he doesn't have the option to start the next parasha. And therefore, he has to either reread, according to Rav, or according to Shmuel, split the pasuk.